This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The top flight's in.
Oh, yes, please.
Bridge too close.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm here today because you had a bit of a... someone couldn't come in. So.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yeah, well, they say you should never go back in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I am. I'm going back to working with the top flight. I don't know how this is going to go, I'll be brutally honest.
Oh, hi, James. Great to see
Bill,
you. Good day,
hello.
Bill is off
yes.
For the week. He's going to Fiji tomorrow with his beautiful partner in life and poor old Joey Montagna and his missus and their kids. Just ruined their holiday. So now, for the next 5 days, in comes Bridge Duclos, a.k.a. the top flight.
I would like. Oh, clap. Thank you. Love a good clap. I would like to say to you, the top flight, let's just, before we get started, let everyone know that you begged me to come in. You rang me a couple of weeks ago and you begged me.
Yep.
You said, the top flight, I need you. I want you to come in and be my co-host while Billy's away. And I had to think about it because I'm a proper person now doing proper things. And I decided my properness could just go away.
Yeah,
for a week.
You could park it for a week.
I've parked my properness.
Yes.
And I am thus here. So I know you're delighted to have me.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. A bit later in the week.
You were the one that said the bar's quite low.
Well, Limo is coming in.
Oh.
Your old mate.
Oh.
Work colleague for years.
Well, I worked with him almost as long as I worked with you, but I liked him a lot better.
Yeah, well, you worked on stations no one listened to.
Oh, that we had him. We had quite the people at the time.
I don't reckon.
Yeah.
So he's coming in later, Tom Brown. Tom Brown, we speak to about big, big trade news, of course, today. Hello to you, Bartholomew.
I reckon the mood's been pretty good in the
show.
Studio
you've
this morning.
Jack, you've right been on. Super.
But
best on ground.
Just got to get something off our chest each. Give me a spell.
Yes.
Jay-Z.
Give me a spell, Steve.
Give yourself a spell.
Yes. I should probably give myself a spell.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. It's been a
Jay
long
Clark.
Year.
He's a regular on our show.
He's a proper...
Proper media performer and can't speak.
Why can't he speak?
Well, I don't know. He's like Bill.
Did you put that on just to show me what...
So we don't want you ending up by that.
Oh, I thought that's what you expected me.
Yeah, no. He'd be better than that. Now...
The top flight. So what do we do on the show?
Well, we talk a bit of sport.
Yeah.
And then we're getting to the family members soon.
Yep.
Because I made an ass of myself at a shopping centre.
Oh.
So we're going to get to that shortly.
Here we go.
And then, as I said, Limo coming in later, and we'll hear what you've been up to. Have you been up to anything remotely interesting?
I was the only way to describe it, a damsel in distress on Saturday night. I had a crisis.
Right.
Which led to a man having to come into my bedroom.
Good. We're going to hear about that.
Yep.
Ooh. Now, trade news, as I said, Tom Brown is going to join us shortly, but Isaac Rankin is making his way to Adelaide from the Gold Coast. That has dropped. Luke Jackson been traded to Freo. We'll find out all the details later on with Tom Brown. Brett Montgomery, former Western Bulldog and Port Adelaide player, now joins GWS as a coach. Mm. Don't try and feign interest when you know anything about football.
I love football. I love football. I hate the draft.
Do you?
I hate the swapping.
This is trading more than
draft, same. Don't like either of them.
A bit boring.
I pretended for years to know what happens because I used to be a proper sports journalist.
Yeah,
you
know you were.
And then I worked
Bridget Duclos
on a sports show.
You did.
And I've always pretended I had a grip on the draft.
Yeah,
and I swear to you, it's something I can't get my head around.
Well,
that and crypto.
You better get your head around it because Tom Brown's going to join us.
Tom Brown,
well, relevant questions.
I love Tom. He can explain.
Yes. Australia's lost the T20
match.
Are we
doing Rappy now?
Well, I don't think we need a rappy. That's Bill's domain. We're just wandering through a bit of, unless you want to play it.
Well, Bill's gone, but the rappy's sponsored.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
I start with a nice little rappy. You're going to have to do that.
I think I can handle the rappy, whatever that is.
It's the All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
So just to repeat, Bill's gone.
Yep.
And the rappy's sponsored.
Oh, I can't believe that. Someone sponsored the rappy.
Yeah.
But I would have thought I should do the rappy.
Well, you've got something coming.
Well, I know, but I should have thought it would be my segment, considering it was Bill's segment. Well,
but I don't reckon you know enough about
it. You're just bossing. You're being bossy already.
You've got stuff coming
okay.
up.
Okay.
All right, England have defeated Australia in Perth in the T20. Nearly got there, by the way. They made 209, England, and Hales and Joss Butler dominating opening stand of 138. But then Australia needed 36 off 18, 16 off 8. Little Matty Wade nearly got us over the line, even though he's probably should have been dismissed for obstructing the field. But anyway, next game is Wednesday at Marnica Oval. The Aussies playing nicely in the lead-up to the World Cup.
Are you doing cricket this year?
Yes.
On the telly?
And radio.
Oh, I feel like we need a breather from you. You've just finished up with the football and now we've got...
You're like 4 minutes in. You're saying you already need a breather?
I feel the public.
You can hear every test match and ODI ball on Triple M, by the way.
I look forward to that.
Yep. Shane Van Gisbergen, have you heard of him?
I do. I like him a lot. I call him SV someone.
Yeah. He's V8 supercar driver, just won Bathurst with Garth Tander. Chaz Mostert and Fabian Coulthard coming in second. And unfortunately, our man, Davey Reynolds, who's a very nice young supercar driver, top flight, and also a good man and a good friend of the show. He had a non-complete.
Oh, I've had three of them.
Yeah.
Or DNF.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Same thing. Yeah.
So his car got bashed into, and it was actually Matty Campbell who was behind the wheel at the time. So Matty Campbell can go from being a V8 supercar driver back to being a ring announcer at the boxing.
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been, Danny the Man, the Machine, the Machine.
And, of course, former fullback for the Brisbane Bears. Max Verstappen has won the 2022 World Championship in the
F1. A bit controversial.
Oh, hello, Top Flight.
Yeah, no, you're going to tell us why.
What was controversial?
You're going to tell us why.
What was controversial about it?
I just want you to tell us. I think because it wasn't the full race,
right.
Top Flight. Because they've got awful rain over there as well.
He was very happy. Have a listen to him after the title was handed to him.
Come back in. Charlie got a five-second penalty there. After the little sort of race we had with Sergio, world champion.
Well, what can I say? Incredible, of course. Very special also to do it here in front of all the Honda people, all the Japanese fans. Incredible.
Yeah, but what a year, though. It's been a real battle. Ferrari, the boys, he's off. I've lost him as well. I'm going to get Charlie Clare.
He thought he was going to have to win it next week, but they handed it to him, so he's very happy. He's Max. Dan Ricciardo done.
Oh, I'm really
not on the grid next
really,
year.
Really upset about that. But also what I'm upset about is that young Australian who's replacing him.
Oscar Piastri.
Oscar.
From here.
I feel like
Melbourne
we haven't
boy.
Given him enough love.
Piastri.
When I say we, I mean the whole of Australia. Usually we jump on anyone who becomes.
Yeah.
I feel like he hasn't enough, not enough love for him.
For Oscar.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't started yet.
I like love before you start.
Right. Well, he'll get some of that, I reckon, before he kicks off next year.
Lover.
Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 700th goal. It's actually extraordinary when you think about it. Of course, Real Madrid, Juventus, Sporting Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think if we've got some audio of his goal.
We do.
He's got Ronaldo racing through. Ronaldo! There it is. Goal number 700 of his club career.
That's Manchester United defeating Everton, by the way.
Is that one of the most ever?
Well, he trails behind. Interesting you say that. He trails behind our man, Lionel Messi. And this is his.
Assistencia de Xavi, més cap a la dreta per a Messi, 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 Messi. Immens Messi. Encara Messi, encara Messi. Encara Messi, 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 encara Messi,
Who's the Australian version of that, do you reckon?
Novak Djokovic has expressed desire to come next January and play in the Aussie Open.
Is he welcome?
Well, they say 2 years is the ban, so they'll have to lift that for him.
I bet you any money he'll be welcome because Roger's gone.
So that's the end of the rappy, unless...
Oh, no, I've got something to add to the rappy because I thought I was in charge of the rappy.
Yeah.
This is a sad story.
Right.
17-time, I should say, world toe wrestling champion.
I beg your pardon.
Alan Nasty Nash is stepping down from the sport.
Why?
toe wrestling. He got a bit of tin here and decided he had enough.
Oh, oh, stop like putting some gear in.
Boom, boom. Yes. Now, have you ever seen toe wrestling?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, here's an explanation of how it works.
Yeah, interlock the big toes. Both your hands have got to stay on the floor. Butt's got to stay on the floor.
Toes away.
And then the leg that you're not wrestling with has got to be held up in the air. So that means you haven't got any leverage at all. Then the referee will hold the toes, then shout toes away. As soon as he shouts toes away, you've got to take the opponent over to the sideboard on the toadium and touch onto there.
Makes sense of that.
On the toadium. So who is this 17-time winning Alan Nasty Nash? Well, this is his wrestling name.
King of Kings, that's me. Best toe wrestler ever.
Trying to walk into the King of Kings.
Who would have thought you and the toe wrestler in tune?
More toe. Now, getting to a break because next, I need to explain to the family that, I was publicly laughed at.
I can't wait.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cume.
No, it isn't. How well do you know Southland?
Oh, I used to work there. Yeah. My very first job was at Southland in the jewellery department with Rex Hunt's wife.
Right, so you know it well.
Yeah, I know it really well.
Okay, so the other day, you know, when it was absolutely throwing it down. What day was that?
Friday.
It was like hosing down. Yep. I had to go there because my computer crapped itself.
I didn't think you went to places like that.
No, I had to go and buy a new laptop because Brad's we were in the studio the day before and it just stopped working.
Mm.
So I had to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Oh.
So I'm parking and it's the walk from the car to the front door, I ended up like drenched. It was throwing it.
Yeah,
down.
It was.
Anyway, so there I've got shoes like these ones, these Nike shoes I got on now, you know, with the, like the, what's that called? Herringbone sole?
Tread.
Yeah, tread.
Yes. Yep.
Tennis sort of soul. And as I'm walking into Southland, I can hear my feet squelching. Oh. So then to get down to JB Hi-Fi is down the bottom. So I'm going down an escalator, but not an escalator with stairs.
Oh, like a travelator.
Travelator. Yes. I'm going down that. Yep. Down.
Down.
So I'm going down.
Down.
With the shoes. The
shoes.
Anyway, so I'm standing there. There's two women in front of me with babies in prams.
Yeah.
And there's an older woman behind me.
Uh-oh.
And halfway down, my feet go out from underneath. And it's top line. I'm grabbing the sides. I'm then trying to get my feet back underneath me, but every time I did, they just kept slipping.
It's like a cartoon.
Exactly.
The feet just keep going.
Exactly. And this lovely lady behind me is like, are you okay? And I said, well, I'm fine. I just can't get any traction.
Oh,
my feet are just going like that. Anyway, so eventually we get to the bottom and therefore it stops and I can get my feet sorted out. And JB Hi-Fi is just there on the left. So as I'm walking towards it, bloke is pissing himself. Out loud, just looking at me and laughing out loud. And I said to him, mate, I don't blame you.
Oh,
if I'd seen that, I would be laughing as hard as you are. He was just you know when you're laughing to a point where you just don't care that you're being rude?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, because he watched the whole thing.
He watched the whole thing and he just is laughing straight at my face.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing. What did the pram ladies say?
Well, they didn't care.
Didn't they?
No, they just walked off. Oh. But the lovely lady behind was like, are you okay? You know, she had real care in her voice.
What I like is when someone who has a public profile, which you do a bit now, not much, but a little bit, because you're on the telly doing the grand final and stuff. I like it when public profile people do things like
that. Right, do you?
Because it just makes the laughter even more.
Does it? Well, I think that was this bloke. I think he knew.
He's going, there's that.
Yeah.
I was going to say a word that's
What were you going to say?
there's that lovely young Channel 7
man. Yeah, that's it. That nice man from the television. I don't reckon he thought that.
No, I don't either.
I reckon he thought, I don't like this bloke anyway. And now he's made an ass of himself.
You would have hated that because you do not like... You don't like public perusal at the best of times.
No, it's true.
And so for you to be on show...
Oh, I know.
It would not have been good.
Well, so what we do now when we get the family members involved is we go, I say a hence.
Hence.
And then you've got to say a really loud hence. So I'll go, so hence.
Hence.
That's it.
Ah.
133353. What are we giving away, please, Rabbits?
A double pass to Haney versus Kambosos. Witness the rematch. Undisputed world champ Devin Haney fights Aussie George Kambosos Jr. this Sunday, October 16, Rod Laver Arena. Head to Ticket Tech for tickets. Now we've got double passes to give away.
All right. Put yourself in that bloke's position. When have you laughed hard at someone else's expense?
Oh.
That's what this bloke did.
I thought you were saying you made an ass yourself.
He was laughing at my expense.
At your expense.
He was.
Oh, an expensive expense it was.
133353, ring us now. When have you laughed hard at someone else's expense?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Him who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
So I'm going down the travelator and my feet went out from underneath me because my shoes were wet. And Top Flight, I went like 20 metres with my feet, you know, like a mouse in a wheel because I couldn't get them back under my body.
And then a man watching just pissed himself so hard. No, like not even a minute of poor you.
No. He laughed straight at my face.
I think things like that, you just have to laugh. You've got to laugh or cry. You've got to laugh.
No, you have to. It was properly funny. So 133353, the question you need to ring us and tell us about is, when have you openly laughed at someone else's expense? Barry joins us first, the Top Flight from Wallet.
Hello, Barry.
Hey, g'day. How you going, fellas?
Good.
Love your work, JB. Don't know about that bozo you work with, though.
Bill, no.
not you, Bridget. Sorry, Dale.
When did you laugh, please?
Basically, when I was in primary school, me and my mates playing basketball. We were the heavies, you know, the heavies of the school.
Yep.
And somebody else's ball came in our court, so my mate grabbed it and booted it. Now, this thing went for miles. You know, I was like 14.
Yep.
This thing went for miles. Anyway, there was a relief teacher over there doing playground duty, having a salad sandwich. So the ball bounced under her and knocked the salad sandwich out of the air, and it was like a rainbow of salad. You could see it for miles. Anyway, we got busted because we were the ones running to the toilets, pissing ourselves laughing. You know? It was hilarious.
I like it. I like that. Stay on the line. Trav's in Eltham. Hello, Trav.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very good.
G'day, Trav. Tell us, when did you laugh your head off at someone's misfortune?
We had a local end-of-season footy sort of celebration, and my mother-in-law and I had a big night, and my wife and...
I love that relationship.
My wife decided to take us out for breakfast the next day. Anyway, we had to park a distance away from the cafe we went to, and when we were leaving, we couldn't find our mother-in-law, and we're looking around, and about halfway between, there's the smash repairers, and we see this lady sitting in the back seat of a car waiting to be smash repaired. She's proudly sitting in the back seat waiting for us.
Oh, no. Come on, Mum. Hello.
I don't know if it was Steve Martin. It was like the grandma in the neighbour's car in the driveway.
Stay there like that, Dan. near Melton, Dan lives. What is Fraser Rise? Is that it, Dan?
Yeah, that's the one.
I've never heard of Fraser Rise.
Yeah, not many people have.
All right, beautiful.
Is that a good thing?
What are you laughing at?
A few years ago now, my cousin and I were down at Phillip Island and having a swim at Smith's Beach. A lot of seaweed and kelp in the water, and a big wave came through, dunked a lot of us, and the two young girls lost their bikini tops.
No. Oh.
And the baps out.
Yeah.
And you can't laugh at that.
No, we didn't have a towel on us, so we just said maybe stay below the waterline until we can get you sorted out.
Oh, what a gentleman, Dan.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think they would have done the same for me.
Yeah, probably would have.
Tipping not.
Dave in Frankston. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
When have you laughed at someone else's expense?
I still do. I go fishing a lot with a mate of mine who I won't name, but he's known as Cozzy.
Yep. Yeah.
And we were fishing for snapper, and snapper are big fish.
Yes.
Anyway, we got onto the little ones, little snapper, and they're little snapper or baby snapper are called pinkies. So anyway, we caught them. We were catching pinkies. Anyway, we got one of them, and he opened it, took the hook out of that, and he looked. He said, "Oh, look, there's a worm in its mouth." And he shoved his finger in there, and it bit him. It brought blood, and he lost half of his fingernail.
Oh, that's gold. That's funny.
I still go fishing with him, and I still bring it up every now and then, but he just looks at me and glares at me.
You know, well, David, I feel for him because I remember those pandas that came to town, Zhao Zhao and Fei Fei.
Yes, I do.
And I was the zoo reporter at the time.
You were.
Channel 10 News. I went out to see them, and I put my finger through the cage to go to pat them and into their mouth. And you have never seen a reaction like it because they could have snapped off my whole hand.
Could have snapped your hand off.
So I feel for David. I don't think that was laughable.
No, I think it was.
They're not carnivores, pandas, though.
Well, they don't mind a finger or two.
They'll take a reporter's finger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the Top Flight, given that you are the guest, you need to choose which of those you like the most.
No, I'm loving the mother-in-law. Travis's mother-in-law, I've got to say. I love a man that gets really hungover with his mother-in-law.
Trav, you've got two tickets. Witness the rematch. Undisputed world champ Devin Haney fights Aussie George Kambosos Jr. this Sunday, October 16, Rod Laver Arena. Head to Ticketek for tickets now. You've got two of those.
Awesome. Thanks very much, guys.
Well done, Trav. Dan gets something.
Oh.
He's at Phillip Island. He's just doing his best at the beach. And
why are you giving Dan something?
I liked his story.
Oh, of course you did.
Dan's right, heading along to Devin Haney versus George Kambosos Jr. as well. It's a huge rematch.
Nice. Good on you, Dan. You'll enjoy that and keep being a gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah, the top flight. You could learn from that.
Gentleman.
Gentlemen.
Top Flight, we need to find out what you've been up to lately.
Oh, right. When would you like to start? I was born in 19.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old Flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB. Bill is away all week, so Triple M royalty. Bridge Duclos is filling in.
As I say, he's up on the royalty. But Megan from Hawthorne.
Especially because they're on the way out, those royals.
It's so amazing to have JB and the Top Flight together on the radio again. Because for years we were on breakfast on this station called The Cage.
Yeah, we were. And I think I was just worried that the Top Flight, that people might not know why I'm the Top Flight, why we call each other Top Flight, because you probably have new listeners since me.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's because you allowed your husband at the time to go on a photo shoot in the centre of Australia with topless models. And you said, that makes me a Top Flight Mrs.
No, you said you're a Top Flight Mrs. You were that thrilled with me because you couldn't believe that I was stupid enough.
That's good.
But thank you.
Very good.
Most
very much,
women
Megan.
Wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do
what? Yeah, nice. Let their husband go on a
Well,
top
as it
flight.
Turned out, wasn't such a good idea.
What have you been doing?
Now, listen, I had a most devastating moment on the weekend where I went out with a girlfriend. We had a few drinks around the local area.
Yes.
Call it a pub crawl-ish.
Righto.
Anyway, we got home minding our own business at about 10, and we decided to go out onto my balcony. I live in a townhouse.
Yes.
So we thought we'll go out onto the balcony to have a look at the lovely lights, the city lights.
Yeah, nice.
So out we go with what was in our drinks, and then we got a bit cold. We had a nice time out there. Carrying on, got a bit chilly, said, oh, let's go back in. So I go to open the door. It's locked.
No.
Now, I've lived in this place for 2 years. This has never happened before, and I've spent a lot of time on my balcony. Somehow, I don't know how, we're locked. So I go into, calm, mature mood and work out what I can do. I look up. You cannot get upstairs. There is no way of getting upstairs. I look down. There was no way of getting down.
Right.
We were basically stuck on our balcony.
Like Juliet,
yeah, or Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, as I without pointed a out. Hair.
So, well, we did the Rapunzel cry because there's a pub across the road. So we went, help, 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 the two of us. And this girl who was outside having a cigarette literally looked at us, took a puff, and then went inside.
Oh, no.
So we are stuck on the balcony.
She didn't help you.
She didn't help us. So it's getting really cold, and I'm actually starting to get a little bit panicky because one of my kids has moved out and I knew he wasn't. There are three people have keys to the house.
Right.
And I wasn't one of them. And also our drinks were inside.
Yeah, I know. That more's the point. Yeah.
Anyway, so by sheer luck, my neighbour, who is not home a lot, he travels a lot, happened to see his bedroom light on.
Oh.
Not that I'm a stalker. Oh, yeah. So we start crying out, Andrew, Andrew, Andrew. So the next thing he comes out onto his stairs and sees these two idiots, like literally lost. And I said, I don't know how, because there was no key outside. I said, I actually don't, there was no solution even with Andrew.
So you're calling out for him, but he can't help you either.
Yeah, he was absolutely no. Then he came up with a brainwave and he remembered that our roofs joined. And if he got out onto the roof, he could come in via my bedroom. Andrew, who's never been near my bedroom, came straight into my bedroom, my boudoir, where not many people are allowed. I'm giving you the tip. Down he came and he opened the door and let us in. It was like one of those moments where, have you ever been lost? No, it's like when you're lost in the bush and you think you're never going to be saved again.
Yep.
Wasn't quite as serious.
No, you're just standing on your balcony.
Busy street.
Yeah.
So he saved us. And then I said to him, please leave by the front door. Mm. And he said, I'd prefer to go back via the bedroom.
He got his eye in.
And up he went.
He liked it. He liked the look of the Top Flight's bedroom.
I think he did. I'd given it a good spruce that day, funnily enough.
That's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't at the time. Thank you, Andrew.
Well done,
listening.
Andrew.
And the glasses got refilled.
The glasses got refilled for quite some hours
you
after that.
You started nicking it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
The AFL trade period is down to its nitty gritty.
Keeping you up to date with the AFL trade period.
It's all happening, Bill.
It is.
In the world of AFL.
Who's going where?
Bill got a whisper from somewhere.
Got a whisper.
And for how much?
$100 million.
It's the Rush Hour's Trade Tracker.
All right, and we're going to the best in the business. Tom Brown. Tom Brown joins us. You know Jeff Brown.
I know Jeff. I know Tom as well. I used to work with Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Bridge. Good afternoon, JV. We've worked a lot together, Bridge and I.
It's joyful to see you, Tom, and I believe you're a father and all sorts of things going on now.
Got Henry, got one on the way, Bridge. Lots changed since we last worked together.
Well, Tom Brown, I gave Tom dating advice many years ago.
How'd that go for him?
Not long later, he was madly in love and married and now having babies, the top flight.
I seized your advice, Bridge, and I'm batting well above my average.
I just saw a photo. I agree.
Now, you've been out at Essendon today, Browning?
I have. It is interesting. In terms of them speaking to Wiedemann, they spoke to Sam Wiedemann from Melbourne, between about 1 and 3 o'clock. I think Dyson Heppel was out there. He met Adrian Dodora, obviously, at List Boss. Brad Scott was out there. And I think the Bombers are warming towards the idea of bringing Wiedemann on as a forward. I guess it would give them some structure, and there's a bit in that. So we'll have those pictures on 7 News tonight, but Wiedemann was out at the Bombers this afternoon.
Don't mean to be rude, but would anyone want to go to the Bombers at the minute?
They'll sort themselves out, but they've got a good coaching panel, and
their
board's committed to change, and they'll sort out the CEO, and they'll be right. They're a big club with a lot of good supporters.
Will Setterfield already there?
Setterfield is there officially as of today. So the Bombers are already talking about Will playing a role in their midfield, JB. It's interesting in terms of the points impact of that. He was out of contract. It could, in fact, turn out to be negative from a picks perspective for Carlton, but they obviously helped him get there, and it's good for Will to get that chance at Essendon.
So the couple of the big ones pre this trade period starting were Jackson and Rankin, and they've both dropped today.
They've both dropped today. So Luke Jackson from Melbourne now is officially at the Dockers. This will pave the way for a whole host of deals to now start, including the Brody Grundy deal. But in essence, Fremantle out was 13, a future first and a future second. And in came Jackson and a couple of later picks as well. So that's done. And Rankin has gone from the Gold Coast to Adelaide. Adelaide gave up in the end of pick 5, future third and a future fourth. That got done. So there are a couple of big deals, and they'll now pave the way, as I mentioned, for a whole host of deals to really ramp up now, including obviously Grundy. Then Tom Mitchell comes off the back of that if the Grundy deal gets done. And the big one's Dunkley now also as to whether I've heard that my mail this afternoon is that Luke Beveridge in particular is digging in over this and doesn't want to give up Dunkley, who's obviously their best and fairest for what Brisbane are offering. So there's a lot to play out there.
Mm. Do you hate trade period?
Bridge, I used to love it, and now it's just like I do like it, but not as much as I used to. I wish we'd shorten it and get it done quicker. That's my key point.
Yeah.
So the question's out. It's his job.
Well, I know, but I just want to know whether he liked it or not. I'm here and I don't like it.
As a journalist, this is the sexiest time of year for Tom Brown.
I would say it's not sexy this time of year for you.
No, it is for supporters because, I mean, for example, if you're a Collingwood supporter, you're 1 point shy of Sydney, and you think, what difference would these players make? That applies to all 18 teams and supporters throughout the competition. So I think it's tremendously exciting. And we see that in the data, like these trade stories go nuts. So everyone's interested in it, but I'd just like to maybe tighten up the number of days involved.
Yeah, well, I think work on that.
So Dunkley, he's not going to walk to the preseason draft, surely.
Who's that, sorry, JB?
Josh Dunkley.
No, that won't happen. I think future picks will be involved.
Yep.
But Bevo's involved, and he's not happy, I'm heard, this afternoon. So we'll have the latest on that tonight as well. But I do think they'll reach a compromise, JB.
Horn Francis?
This super mega deal, that's how I described it, Bridge, on Twitter on Friday night. That was popular. The super mega deal, at least aspects of it are back on this afternoon, that in essence could see the Giants end up with pick 1. It could see North end up with 2, 3 and a whole bunch of other picks, including a future first, JB, and Horn Francis and Radigalia and Junior Rioli get to Port. So that aspects of that deal are back on this afternoon. So I think there's some progress there.
And what about you, Tom Brown? Do you get a holiday or do you just sniff away all year? Like, do you ever stop sniffing?
Bridge, after the Cup Carnival, I'm taking the beautiful Tara and Henry up to Noosa. We're going to go for Noosa for a week.
I love Noosa. And it's great with kids because you can leave them in the house. I don't mean this badly, but you can get apartments on the beach where they can be there and you're still there but not there.
Although with the cost of accommodation at the moment, we'll be a few kilometres out of town, I reckon.
But do you still sniff when you're at Noosa? Like, you just keep sniffing?
No, that the phone will be off that week. No Ooh. Bugging JB, no bugging anyone. No. I'm just going to turn it off.
Mark McVeigh, while we're up that part of the world, it will be lost to GWS. Very popular man.
Yeah, he's an absolute beauty from an assistant coaching perspective, JB. And but I guess that's the right of any coach coming in to adjust their panel, and that's obviously what they've done.
All right, anything else kicking around while we've got you?
No, in the background, the club submitted their position on Tasmania on Friday. I think the Hawthorn investigation's ramping up this week and Essendon's on the hunt for a CEO. So there's lots going on, but the main focus, of course, is these trades. And there's still 10 or 11 massive trades they have to go through before Wednesday night. So we'll concentrate on them until then.
Oh, Tom, I feel for you. Well, it's a lovely report, though. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridge. It's great to be back on with you.
Yes.
Seven News, by the way, is where you'll see Tom Brown.
That's why I watch Seven News, to see Tom Brown.
And the Maasai Warrior, Mitch Cleary, they're on. Things are going well there, Brownie.
Yeah, very well. It's a misnomer. I think everyone thinks we're at each other's throats, but we work well together, JB.
Oh, so. I know you do.
Well, Tom, I'm not an expert, but I've been watching a lot of footy this year. Not because you're top line. But anyway, and I've really enjoyed your work, and I think you've had a great year. So I think you're fabulous.
I appreciate that, Bridge. That's very kind.
I quite like you too, top line.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, Tom on his car.
Yes. Right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Tom on my... Limo, not far away, of course... former work colleague of the Top Flight.
Oh, a very dear friend and Limo. A work colleague. Yes, yeah. I've worked with him for almost as long as I worked with you.
So we brought him in to make you feel sort of comfortable and good.
Why did you think I'd be struggling, the two of us?
No, I did.
I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we brought him
I've
in.
I've had an hour. How many hours
to give
ago?
You a little bit of a pep up.
Well, hopefully I'll pep up.
Yeah, so he's coming in. Very funny man, obviously.
He's a very funny man, Limo, and he always gets... He's one of those people that every day something happens to him.
Yep.
You know those people?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm one of them too.
And then we finish with a joke. Well, it's not you or me. Bill is actually responsible for the joke. So what we've done is got Maddie in the booth to pick out the five worst.
Really?
So you need to hear today's. It's poor.
I was hoping to do something like really intelligent in that last segment.
Like what?
Like I thought like I'd tell you something you don't know. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, not now. If I haven't prepared it because you're like, telling me we're doing the joke. But what about, can I do that one day?
You can.
Yep. Tell you something you don't know.
I want to congratulate a good friend of mine, actually, called David Evans, who has built his own golf course in Thornton called Cathedral.
Is this former Essendon David Evans?
Yep, David Evans.
He's a very nice man.
Very, very nice man. And after all of that finished, and obviously he's had a broking firm that's done amazingly well, he decided on his farm... to build a golf course that is actually extraordinary.
But like a proper one?
Oh, yeah. It's 18 holes? Unbelievable. Yeah, it is a magnificent golf course. And he is, for the first time, having a thing called the Cathedral Invitational, which is a professional 36-hole golf tournament, December 5 and 6. So it's just after we have the Aussie Open here.
Mm.
And Adam Scott is playing in it. Mm. Jeff Ogilvie, of course, who won the US Open, is playing in it. Mark Leishman is playing in it. Female and male professional golfers are heading up there. It's going to be on Fox Sports. Tickets are on sale now. Apparently, I'm not sure how you buy them. But it was, Top Flight, a huge gamble for him to do this.
But how did he guarantee getting those players? Like,
of course, he's just gone out.
That's amazing.
And, it's a brilliant thing. So when he took the plunge to build the golf course, he had no idea whether it was going to work or not.
Mm.
You know, because it's obviously an expensive thing to build and then get the membership, and it's now a very exclusive private golf club.
Yeah.
But it's flying, so that bit is superb. And the other thing people said he would never be able to do is get a professional tournament there. Wow. Well, he has. It's about to happen.
Well, that man I like with the mullet be playing, or he won't be allowed.
Cam Smith.
Yeah, because he's in Liv.
Liv. No.
Would Liv be not allowed to?
Well, no, I'm sure he would be. I'm not sure if he's coming out for the Australian tournament. The Australian Open, by the way, is at Kingston Heath and Victoria, and that is a male and female field as well.
Mm.
So the girls play on the same course at the same time.
Mm.
A bit like they've done down at, not St Andrews, but what is it down Geelong. 13th Beach. And it's top flight. It's brilliant. So Minwoo Lee and Minji Lee
are
on the course at the same time.
Yeah, brilliant. I like that idea. I really like that idea.
It is actually fantastic.
I'm going to play golf soon.
Well, your sister's a very good golfer.
My sister's a very good golfer. And my friend's lady captain.
Right.
Emma, my friend Emma.
Well, so what happened to you?
She's lady captain. Well, I just prefer to, you know, mix in different circles.
Right. You haven't got a lot of talent. That's your problem, really.
It's not what it is. It's not talent, necessarily. No, I get bored by the sixth. That's my problem.
Is that what it is?
It's boredom.
Yeah. Really?
The sixth.
There's about 6 holes in.
No, I swear, I get to the sixth and I get so bored, I really want to be anywhere but on the golf course.
Right.
And until I get over that little hump, I don't know what's going to happen. Mini golf, I can barely
but
get
by
through.
The time you get to the sixth, you've had 18 holes worth of shots.
Yes, that's true.
We need to talk Uber.
Hang on.
Oh. Hello?
The AFL has approved the mega trade.
What did Tom Brown call it?
Super
the
mega.
Super mega.
The super mega. So it hasn't officially gone through, but it means Horne Francis and Junior Rioli will join the power.
And Asava Radigalia, is that right?
Not a part of this one. The Giants will score North's pick one. The Kangaroos will receive picks 2 and 3 and Port's future first rounder. Ooh. And the Eagles get selections 8 and 12.
Wee.
So,
and it's approved.
Cal Twomey says the AFL have approved
it.
Bloody
hell.
Bridge?
All right, that's good.
Do you know what that means?
That's good. It means it's approved.
Super mega.
The super mega trade has been approved by the AFL. Up next, got some Uber-related business to chat about.
Have. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we got. We'll just work on it during the ad break.
Fiji Brownless is off on holiday this week, so Bridge Duclos is filling in and doing a great job.
Oh, of course.
I'd love
They've
to
locked me out of Uber.
What? How?
Well, because the bank, my bank, I won't name them, but they're no bloody good. They cancelled my card because they thought something fraudulent was happening on it.
And can we just on that for one second? That is the most annoying thing in the entire
world.
It
ruins your whole life.
And they did that to me, and then I couldn't get an Uber either.
Yeah.
When I was stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I could have been murdered.
Yeah. So they, because the card was cancelled,
yes.
Then when I tried to get an Uber, they thought that I was cancelled.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let me back in.
So
that's like 3 years ago, I can't get an Uber account.
And you can't speak to anyone?
No.
You cannot speak
we
to a
person.
We
try sending an email. It's all right when Lisa's with me because she has got an account, so
yeah,
we're
fine.
But if we're separate.
I know. And you know what? It's dangerous to not be able to have that. So it really is. I'm a little warning here to Uber. Watch out because taxis are really improving.
They've got better.
Have you noticed that?
Plus you can prepay now. That's good.
And I got a little drink the other day.
Excuse me.
Water. No, but you know.
You can get a little bottle of Prosecco.
What sort of cabs are you taking?
Well, actually, do you know the new thing? And you'd see this at the airport. When you come in and you go on your way to the taxi rank, a man comes up to you and says, I'm a taxi driver. And then you go with him and you end up in a beautiful Mercedes.
Really?
I swear. And it costs the same. It's a taxi meter in a beautiful Mercedes, better than the car than I've ever been in.
Wow.
And the man, you take a risk going with him because you don't know.
Take your life into your own hands.
But you only go a little way.
Right. I see.
And you get home.
Wow.
I don't know what that's about, but that seems to be a new thing. I had a lovely man the other day. He's my new
friend. I feel like I've been, like, they've just taken a personal set against me.
Yeah, well, maybe they have.
Yeah, I think they have.
What was your rating like? Maybe you had a really bad rating.
I don't know.
Yours would be shocking.
Well, no, it's up to me to rate them.
No, they rate you as well.
Oh, really?
Didn't you know that?
No.
Oh, my God, you would get a naught.
How?
Because you'd be neat and rude and grumpy in the back, and I don't like the common people.
No, it was more.
Entitled,
that,
Bill calls him.
Yeah, it's entitled.
When they had that stupid mask happening, I wasn't good with that.
Well, I didn't like it when they made you send a photo of yourself in your mask before they let you get in the Uber. Do you know what, though? I must say, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me was once I rang an Uber, and once again I might have been at the pub. Anyway, a car. This is early days before they often had their signs up and stuff.
Yep.
And a car rocked up, and I went, "Oh, fabulous!" Opened the front door, in I got, and he said, "I'm actually here to pick up my wife. However, you're better looking, so you can stay."
No way.
I absolutely swear that happened.
No way.
I swear that happened. We laughed so hard. There's the poor wife waiting for her husband to pick him.
That happened to a mate of mine too, but it wasn't a wife thing. He just got into a random car thinking it was an Uber.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "What are you doing?"
I know.
And this guy said, "Well, you're taking me home." He goes, "No, I'm not an Uber." I just drive a Camry.
I know. It's just
100%. I'm just waiting in traffic and someone's jumped into his backside.
Well, that's exactly what I did with his new husband. But the fact that he just made a joke of it was hilarious.
So am I buggered or not?
I reckon you could be stuffed, only because you'll never be able to talk to anyone about it. I'd ring someone. Someone that gets things done.
Yeah.
Like someone on another radio station. What? You know those people? If they've got a problem, they can sort it out.
Well, my bank at least are now starting to send notes to you in a text saying if you've haven't spent this amount of money, then hit yes or no or whatever. But before, they just did cancel.
And do not cancel cards without telling people because that is dangerous, in my opinion. Very dangerous.
Well, then all your direct debits.
Oh.
Did you get one of those notifications when you spent $1,000 at the George the other week?
Yeah, well, from Fat. Saying sucked in, you picked up the whole tab.
Tell me you didn't have a farewell for Fat, did you?
What? No. We had a ratings party because our ratings went through the roof.
Yeah, well, I'm here to fix that.
Watch them tumble now.
And JB couldn't get an Uber or a taxi for 40 minutes
walking around like a fool's head
in thongs
on Clarendon Street.
No one wears thongs anymore, top line.
Don't worry.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front and you didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket. A good. I got a bloody ticket.
Limo's dropped by.
Last time our next guest joined us, we nearly lost our radio license.
The new show with Limo and friends, Don't Be a F-wit.
An epidemic, JB and Bill, of f-wittery on this planet.
Don't be a f-wit.
Now, with great trepidation, please welcome back Limo.
Well, I tell you why you are so welcome. We've got a week with the Top Flight.
Yes.
And we've, as a gift to her on her first day back, we've scoured the planet for someone that actually likes her.
I found you.
And where'd you get him?
Yep.
Excuse me. Firstly, you begged me to come on. Begged.
You two, you
wanted my
together.
Services. We worked together for a long time and had a very nice relationship, a lot nicer than some relationships I've had on radio.
We did indeed. Bridge just said before we came on air just then, she said, I hope I remember what to do. And I said, well, it's like riding a bike into a tree.
That's pretty much my radio career.
Yep. That's it.
No, we did. We worked together for a number of years. On a couple of different stations. We had a ball over that time. But, JB, I know you worked with Bridge for a while as well. There was one area that I always dipped into every day. And to be fair, it might have got a bit lazy.
But lazy?
Anytime any reference came up that was more than 60 or 70 years old, I just put Bridge in that scenario. Yep. I think we had at one point... You bought a table off Jesus at one point. You dated Captain Cook.
The stupid thing, I actually did date Captain Cook. And gee, he was great.
Yep.
That was silly too, because you're nearly my age. That was the stupidity of that ongoing joke.
That was the genius of it.
Was it? Genius. Yes. Yeah, interesting. Hey, why would you call your podcast Don't Be a Rude Word? If you want people to talk about it, why would you do that?
Well, because I want it to stand out. So it stands out. I mean, I get that people can't talk about it. Right. Look, it may be a marketing misstep.
Oh, well,
I get that.
Yeah, well, it was never your strong point.
Of many places that I used to go with the Top Flight, I used to love pointing out that both of her sisters were much better looking because she was completely snooker.
I got a week of it.
As soon as you say that, she's like, well, no, they're not, but then she's being rude to her own sister. So then she actually had to acknowledge that she was the worst looking of the three.
But the annoying thing about that is you've got... three brothers.
Yep.
And you are the best looking.
By far.
But only because they're quite plain. But that doesn't make you special.
No.
But my sister, one of them, no, they're both better looking than me.
They are.
Yeah. I'm getting better with age, though.
Tell you what, speaking of sibling comparisons, there's five of us in our family, four boys and my sister.
Yeah.
It's widely acknowledged that I'm the fourth funniest person in our family. Trying to make a career.
And how many are working in comedy?
Just me. To the point where when Mum and Dad were having their 50th wedding anniversary, I was talking to Mum about it. I said, what do you want to do? She said, you know, we keep it really simple. You know, we just have a few people over, blah, blah, blah. And she said, and I reckon a speech would be nice. I said, okay, well, yeah, sure enough. And I said, she goes, I reckon Kelvin's the person for the speech. I said, what? He works at a winery.
Yep.
What are you talking about? Yep. I'm a professional speaker. I'm a professional comedian. She goes, oh, he's just so funny. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Mum.
There we go.
Really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, my sisters are both richer than me. I'll give you that for free. Well.
They always were.
Still are.
I know.
You need to get yourself a bit of that action, Duckers. Have you tried to worm your way in there?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm working on it. It's a long-term plan, you know. Right. It won't happen overnight, but it will, yes.
But it will happen. Mm. Yeah, very good. You know, as I was coming in here and I was thinking about our time together on radio, how I was to tease you about being old, I saw, true story today, right, because we're all getting a little bit old. I'm at an age now, JB, where I go to bed fully fit and wake up injured.
Yes.
Right? That's where I'm at these
days. And you sigh a lot. Do you find yourself sighing?
I've got to groan for every moment of the day.
I just sigh all day long.
I used to groan when I get out of a couch. Now I groan when I get into a couch. Right? I saw a bloke at the lights in a Ferrari, must have been 60 years old.
Wow.
And I thought, since when is that a good midlife crisis car? So I thought, that bloke isn't jumping out of that car.
No.
He is going to have to pull over, call for assistance from the street, have someone literally drag him out of the car, or he's going to have to park in a garage, and I swear he will fall out on all fours to crawl out of that car.
I drove Sam Newman's Lamborghini a while ago too. Like I was, it would have been 7 or 8 years ago, so I was in my mid-40s.
Desperately late 40s.
Yeah, and I couldn't get out of it.
Yes.
And I said to him, how do you own this car? You are old. How do you get in and out of that car?
I went on a date with a boy with a car, a good one. You know, I don't know what it was. Expensive looking. And I couldn't get in because I didn't realise the doors went up.
He just kept trying to pull it out.
Was there a second date?
No.
No.
No, that was it, pretty much.
Big bell wings. I like it. Stick around, Limo. Lots we need to discuss with you, including your young bloke.
Oh, but the young fella. I'm afraid I'm raising a psychopath. Genuinely concerned.
You're going to hear about that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about 5:32.
And Limo's stuck around.
So we brought an old friend of yours in.
Yeah, oh, what do you want? A medal? It is lovely to see Limo.
It's the only time it's going to happen.
Because I haven't seen Limo for ages. We spend a lot of time texting saying, let's catch up. And we never do.
Oh, we're very busy.
Yeah, we're busy people.
It's the only time of the week it's going to happen. So I appreciate it. That's all I'm saying to you.
I'm down on my bended knees.
Yeah, good.
It's a joy. Remember that time that we did bodybuilding for 10 weeks? We, Duckers and I.
Yep.
As part, because in radio you do all sorts of ridiculous things.
That was one of the more sensible things we did.
We went to a gym every day after the show, and we worked out a gym in Richmond. Great gym, actually. Beautiful people. And they took care of us. We went to the gym every day for 10 weeks.
Yep.
I fully waxed down. We both got a massive spray tan, and then we put on a bodybuilding
and there
show.
Were actual abs under things. I didn't realize, you know,
you developed abs.
There were abs. They're there. You just got to find them.
Speaking of doing ridiculous things, we had a massage together once.
Oh, my God.
In Nunnagoon.
That's still a nightmare of mine.
You know how you have, like, when you're a couple, you have a massage next to each other?
We booked in, and they in the same room.
In the
so
same
we had to
room.
Get our gear off and lie down next to each other and say, I've never, that actually haunts me.
Were there any awkward moments?
So I'm lying there, and the top flight had to spin over. You know, cause she says to me, she, all I hear is this voice next to me going, you dare look at my boobs. And I'm like, I've got my face down. You know, your face is down in that little hole. I'm like, unless they're that saggy that I can see them through the hole, I'm not going to be able to see your boobs.
I can't actually talk about that.
Did one of them fly up underneath and slap you in the face?
Excuse me, I was deeply damaged by that ordeal and I should have walked out.
Until you just mentioned that. I'd forgotten that.
The only question JB had afterwards is, why did it take you 25 minutes to roll over? You were sitting there on pause. Don't you stare at this. Don't you stare at this.
Oh, now, your young fella.
Yes.
How is Letty?
He's great.
How old is he?
He's six.
Six?
He's six. And beautiful kid, very cute. People always say, he's such a lovely little kid. Well, I'm worried I'm raising a psychopath, right? Yesterday we were at home. He said, hey, Dad, do you want to play a game? I said, sure. He told me what the game was. And then because I work in radio, I went and got my phone and I pressed record and I got him to tell me again exactly. And this is apropos of nothing. There are no televisions on at home. It's just a nice Sunday afternoon. This is what he said. So, lad, just explain the rules to me again. Who are you and what are we doing?
I'm Russia and you're the Ukraine.
And what are you doing?
I'm invading you.
Yeah. Okay.
Poop instead.
Poop instead. What is that all about? Poop instead. What is that? That explains why I woke up hogtied on the trampoline at 3 a.m.
Wow.
Gee.
Is that a worry? You're a professional, yeah, no, Bridget Duclos?
I'd be definitely booking him in. Not sure where, but just somewhere that's not home.
Do I need to watch my back?
Do you know, kids, I'll never forget when we used to, you know, when the kids were little, I'd say there'd be a password, and I'd say, what's the password? And they'd say, vodka. Yeah. And I realised, oh, I've really got to change my ways.
Come on, Mum.
Come on, Mum.
Fix that up.
You're better than that.
Did you ever have the kids go and fetch you a drink when they were younger?
No, they weren't allowed at the bottle shop because I lived opposite one, as you know. And they weren't allowed, which I thought was silly. I was just across the road.
Just over the road.
Sometimes I'd just stand and wave at the, you know, from the front door, and they still wouldn't do it unless I came in. I had to walk across the road.
Surely it was a delivery service to you.
Yeah, you would have thought. It was before the days of Uber Eats, sadly.
Was it Gary Ayres? Am I imagining
this? Yeah, Gary Ayres was my bottle shop man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's true. We used to talk a lot about the good old days, whatever they were. His good old days.
What I find interesting with boys especially, I don't know if you found this with Charlie, but I've obviously got four of them, and they go from never shutting up. Like they get to about 10 or 11 and they never ever shut up. And then they get to about 13 and then they never speak.
I know.
No words come out of their mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Like for hours on end, they don't say any words.
Yeah, it's a pity you didn't have a girl. Would have.
Well, I have now a beautiful Charlotte, Lisa's daughter, and she is a delight.
Yeah,
she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, right. Well, is she speaking?
She speaks, she's fantastic. But the boys don't say any words.
When do they start again?
Well, they buggered off. Henry and Jono are 28 and 24, so they've left home, thank God.
Well, I've just lost one. My Charlie's just left. So, first time, I'm an empty nester.
I'll tell you when you hear from them. When they want money. That's when they start speaking. Yeah. They find their vocal cords at that point.
I'm looking forward to that. My son already, at the age of 6, has learned how to take my wallet out of the top drawer. And he'll just slide 100 out. And I go, what's that for? He goes, I'm just taking it for my money. Tin.
And who has hundreds? What sort of cash is it you doing at the moment?
Don't you worry about that, Duncan.
George, number 3, put, I don't know how he did it, he put my debit card into his wallet and his phone. So I suddenly started seeing stuff.
As in on popping.
Just like $7.50 purchases and things like that from a 7-Eleven. And I'm like, but I haven't been into a 7-Eleven for a long time.
Your kids have always been good at that. I'll never forget you told the story when Henry, who was about 9, remember he ordered room service?
Yeah,
he said it was Henri from French.
Yeah, he did. That was at the Park Hyatt.
The Park Hyatt on his own.
Yeah. The security bloke came and knocked on our door and said, you're going to have to tell your kid to stop ringing the kitchen.
To stop.
That's like $600 worth of food.
Henri from France.
I just know this kid's going to cost us a fortune one day.
He will.
Probably in legal fees based on what he said.
Bloody hell. Well, you just been on a nuts holiday. I admire the holiday you had.
Oh, I tell you, where we went from Alice Springs to Uluru, then up to Darwin with me, Kel, my wife, the 6-year-old, the mother-in-law.
No.
How, on planes?
No, in a camper van.
Ooh.
In a camper van. And a Steph, friend of ours, 5 of us in a camper van.
No.
Guess what? Why would you do that?
Well, it's too many, as it turns out. They said it was a 6-berth camper van.
Yep.
It's for 6 people you've just given birth to.
That's
what 6-berth means. How did that ever seem like a good idea? At what point?
I thought it was a good idea. But we just hated each other, and there's nowhere to escape because you're all in a camper van.
Was it like the Meet the Fockers one?
It was worse.
That sort of van. That sort of van.
Did you cook sausages in where you sleep? Because I've got a real problem with. That's why I don't do camper vans. The thought of cooking sausages makes me feel ill.
The smell of sausage.
Yeah.
You want to get Bridge out of a venue? Just wave a cooking snag under her nose.
Talk about cooking anything else but a sausage.
Well,
like a chop or something.
Because you have sausages when you're camping. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. We got to Alice Springs day one. My wife had a couple on the drive down. Mm. We rolled into Uluru like it was Mad Monday. She rolls out the back of the van and she goes, this trip's a joke, day one.
I
go, what's going on? She says, you could have told me there'd be this much driving.
Really?
Haven't you looked at a map?
Haven't you seen Australia?
Why did you think Uluru was in Preston?
Seriously.
It was a test.
You survived.
But the great moment was when we pulled into Mataranka on about day 9, and we hated each other, right? Five of us in the van, and I pull up at Mataranka, I get out of the van, and I walk to this little sort of hole in the wall where a woman's checking people in. And as I'm walking towards her, she looks past me at the van, then starts writing in a book, right? And she goes, right, that's two adults. And I walk over and I go, no, it's four adults and a five-year-old. And she stops writing, like mid-word, looks up at me and goes, eh, how's that working out for you? She knew.
I couldn't do the mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is a beautiful lady, but I'm not sure I could go on a holiday.
Oh, no. We've had a great relationship for 12 years,
yep. How's
me
that
and the mother-in-law. Yep. We pull into Tennant Creek. I said, Gaynor. No one under 70 is called Gaynor. Right? I said, Gaynor, you happy to read the map? Get us to the caravan park? You comfortable with it? She goes, of course, Anthony. Of course. I said, okay. So I start driving through Tennant Creek. I'm listening for directions. Nothing. I'm getting nothing. Mm. Nothing. And then I drive out of Tennant Creek. I said, Gaynor, I reckon we might have missed the turn. She holds the phone up and goes, stupid map. And I lost it for the first time ever. Oh. I said, yeah, it's the map's fault, isn't it? Yeah. Not your brain, is it? It's the map. Yeah. Of the 500 million square kilometres that Google mapped on Earth, Tennant Creek's the one place they stuffed up. Yeah. What a coincidence.
Well, all I can say is stupido, you, from the very beginning. That is not a holiday you do.
I'm an idiot. We made a mistake. No. We'll never be going back there as a family again.
Will that be appearing on your podcast, Don't Be a F-Wit?
Yes, it will. We have an entire episode dedicated to that.
I know it's a long time since you've done this job, but we can beep stuff out now. It's called Don't Be a F-Wit. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh,
no! I'm sure the Emily Seabomb needs to land. Bloody hell!
You said I could do it.
Where did that come from?
Oh, my God.
She's gone straight to the... Sorry, I didn't make that.
Can't listen to this show.
Sorry. We're not on air.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
Jeez, on that cheery note.
Yes. I'm going to have to go, guys.
Let us off.
I need a cold shower after that.
Limo on the rush hour. You can grab his podcast, Don't Be an F-Wit, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
No, they didn't drop for a while. They're up there.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Bridge Duclos all week in the co-host chair.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
What? Well, you said a week.
I don't think you've been great.
She's been
coming
brilliant.
From, like coming
I, like,
from.
Like I thought you'd be better.
I never
did.
Listened to you two.
I'm being honest.
I thought I was coming from a low base. Like, you know, let's be honest. But yeah,
Bill.
But you reckon I could be better?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, I'm really looking forward to this because A, I don't have to work with Bill anymore. And, Bill, and B, the Top Flight's trained at this and has done it for a long time.
But haven't done it for a couple of years. So you think I've lost my touch?
The rusters.
Well, go home and have an exfoliate. All right. Scrub it off.
No, you've been great. I'm only joking. Now, Bill, I don't know whether you listen to the show much, but Bill finishes every show we do with a joke.
And some of them are absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, they
and
are.
There's been a couple that have made me laugh out loud.
Only a couple.
Probably two.
Yeah, and that's over 10 years. So here's an example, as we say goodbye to the Rush Hour family members, of a really poor joke from Bill.
Tell you what, Jim, I get tired of being judged for going bald, okay? So I went out and bought a cheap wig. It was a small price to pay. To pay.
Oh.
Did you get that, Raps?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was a small price to pay.
Even by your horrific Monday standards, that's poor. So this is what I deal with.
And you're saying I've brought the show down.
Actually, now that I listen to that.
I reckon I'm a superstar.
You're an
after hearing
Award
that.
Winner compared to that garbage. So Rabs then hits a song. So this, let me explain this to you. For years we had Plastic Bertrand, Ça Pla Pour Moi.
Yes, I remember.
Because we needed to lift the show back up again after. Yeah. But what we then found was a song called Woolly Bully.
So
Rabs has then got the choice of playing Plastic, which is means the joke is good.
Yes.
Or Woolly Bully, which means the joke is
and
bad.
And Rabs has the final vote.
He has the final vote. And for me, he plays Plastic way too often.
Ah, okay. Well, I'd be upset if I heard Plastic today.
Well, I had a little chuckle again.
Oh, see, this is what he does. This is what he does, the Top Flight.
What am I working
and
with?
And our family members are headless on the back of
everyone needs a lift on a Monday.
Not bad, the top lot.
That was a shocker. I'm out of here. In fact, I'm busy tomorrow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.